The question was asked, if two people ate and a third person comes along and wants to join them for Zimun, how does that work? So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Kuf Tzad Zayin, Shnayim shachlu keechad. Two people ate in unison. They gamru. They finished eating. They sat down. They ate their sandwiches for lunch. Uvashlishi. Suddenly a third guy comes in. Kol hecha. Every instance. The mighty lumi di matzulamechal mine. That if you'd give them more to eat, these two would eat. Meaning they're not so stuffed that they say, I can't have any more. But they say, yeah, we would have more. Mitzteref ba'adayu, so then his meal could join theirs. But he has to eat something in order to join them. Provided that he came before, they said, Rabotayin v'arech. But if they already said havlanun varech, or they washed my machonim, so they indicated they're finished eating in a finite way, so then he doesn't join.
Rav, they wouldn't do that anyways, right? If it's just two of them.
Again?
They wouldn't start nevarech or something like that. If it would just be the two of them.
Right. But if they said, let's bench. Havlan min varech, let's bench. Tisha shachlu dagan ve'echad achal kezayit yirak. 9 ate bread. 1 ate vegetables, mitzafin. So they combined. Now, that's the next halacha. So we said, when they finished, and the third one comes and he wants to eat and join them, so even though they're not eating, but if they would eat, if they were offered something, and it could be dessert, meaning they're not interested in any more bread, but if they were offered dessert, so that if they'd eat a little bit more with him, so then they're not really finished their meal. If they were offered dessert, they would, even though right now they aren't. So then they could join. We consider it as though they didn't finish their meal. Now that's provided that he's sitting down to eat with them. He's sitting down at their table. Now, the Mishnah Brewer brings over here, the same thing would be if one guy finished his meal and two come and eat next to him. Again, they could join. Now, the Mishnah Brewer also points out that when the Shulchan Aruch says you have to give them something to eat in order to join, doesn't mean they have to, but rather it's a mitzvah. The proper way to do it is to do it that way. So this is the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Tzadi Zayin. In Kuf Tzadi Gimel, Shulchan Aruch writes,
sorry, can I ask you though, so what's meant with eating something? That's anything?
Okay.
Yeah, no. Yeah, potato. Or drink, so it's definitely not drinking, right? Like, I heard someone say you can plus of water.
Just yeah, a second.
Explain to me later. Yeah. No. Yes. 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 Not here. I
What are you making?
Oh, food. Starting from the.
Did he use a pencil or did he use a pen?
Pencil.
You don't know how long is this go back?
No, very long ago.
So the third guy can eat a kezayit of a vegetable, and the third guy can drink anything but water. He has to drink a revius, but it could be anything aside from water.
Yeah. So or kezayit food or revius.
A revius of anything but water. Yeah.
Okay.
So why is Zimun preferred? Like, it's a part of mitzvah benching, or is it like, what is it?